It is 6:02 a.m. on the 8th of April, 2015, and the Lord bless you, YouTube family. I've been reading over some of your comments and questions, and I just want to tell you I really appreciate them, and I'm very, very blessed to know this community of believers. Well, today I was a naughty girl. Why should today be different than any other day? Anyway, I was having a little bit of a problem. We're taking care of an elderly woman, and I wanted to get back to answer all you guys, and she took a little longer at the store. In fact, she took quite a bit longer at the store, and I was rather impatient. So first rattle out of the box, the Lord talked to me about my attitude, which I knew had been wrong. So I had already repented, and I wasn't surprised when he brought it up. In fact, I was relieved that he brought it up and forgave me. So that's how our little time together begins. When I came to prayer, I immediately asked the Lord to forgive me for just the wrong attitude today in general. And he was very kind. The first thing he said is, "You're tired." And I said, "I'm also sorry, Lord. I forgive you, Claire. Just remember, whatever you do for the least of these, truly, you are doing it for me. That should make it easier for you to keep your perspective and charity." Thank you, Lord. Please help me remember that, like I did today several times. Oh, that was you? Indeed. And it helped, didn't it? It did, Lord, thank you. But I am still ashamed of myself. You are very human. Lord, what's on your heart tonight? He began, "You have many who are insecure about the rapture. You aren't the only one. What do we do? Stay in prayer. Watch for the signs I send you every day for encouragement. Get rhemas from your Bible and speak to me, dearest." By the way, a rhema is an anointed, enlightened word. And you can get a rhema from a license plate or a magazine or a movie or anything like that. You just feel the quickening of the Holy Spirit. It's something that the Lord is giving you right then and in that special time to help you get through whatever trials you're facing. He continued, "Speak your tender heart to me. I'm here to listen. And I promised you I would never leave you on your own. I would never give up helping you learn to listen to me in confidence. I see the shadows of insecurity in your heart. Don't think that everyone who puts up a brave front isn't suffering from the same thing. Christian community does not allow for weakness, failure, fear, and those very real personal demons you all wrestle with. They're so used to having a band-aid scripture slapped on their owie that they've learned to cover up and show a facade that has nothing to do with their inner feelings. This is sad. It makes certain people look like giants and others look like cowards. But from my point of view, I can tell you, you are all cowards. So get over it and be real with one another. Be approachable. Be sincere. Be vulnerable. Be real. This is where the grace goes, to the lowliest place. The cleansing, enlivening graces flow from my throne down to the lowlands, the little ones, the littlest ones, the weakest ones, those who confess they need me more than life itself. These are the ones I cherish, because they see themselves for who they truly are in my eyes. David was one of these. He saw me beside himself, and he knew his stature in my eyes as something to be pitied. And so he didn't waste any time trying to impress others with his greatness. Rather, he sought me out in every circumstance, from lions to giants. And when he didn't rely on me, he failed. He was referring to Bathsheba there. But even in his failure, he came to me with confidence in my love and my mercy. He had seen it, oh, so many times before, and he knew my character. It is when you don't rely on my wisdom that you fail. Lord, you know I'm struggling tonight again. How do you put up with me? Easily, because I know you love me, and in the end, my love will triumph. I can see what your senses, your own wisdom, and those things you're thinking, how they're raging at you. And let's not leave out the enemy here. He's doing his thing as well. You are in a battle, Claire, and your only hope is to totally abandon yourself to me in complete trust. You haven't got long to go. The tests, the temptations, they will be fierce. But as long as you hold fast to me and what I've told you, you'll make it. Lord, I just absolutely am insecure with the idea of you coming while the dogwoods are still in bloom. My senses and my reasonings are rebelling against this. I'm still reasoning the prophecies about a healing ministry and the visions you've given me and others have their time before the rapture, as many other souls do too. He answered me, "You are reasoning this again in your pride and intellect. They are a strong force, Claire, and very much opposed to the simplicity of a little child who trusts her daddy unequivocally. But in your heart, it is wise for you to say, 'Even if he slays me, still will I love him. Even if he abandons me to error, still will I love him. Even if he allows me to crash and burn, still I will love him.' It's about unconditional love for me and trust. Even as someone once said, 'I am the Lord's little play ball. He can roll me under the bed and leave me there. He can play catch with me. He can hurl me against the wall. He can put me on a shelf and forget about me. What he does with me matters not. That I am all his is what matters. I have offered you my peace, so put aside all your reasonings and cleave to me with all your heart. Abandon the purse of your own opinion. Will you please help me, Lord?' 'Yes, my dove, indeed I will. And to all my brides I say, you are in a battle right now, a raging battle of fear, insecurity, and doubt. Did I not warn you last week that this was coming?' And then he began quoting the scripture in James to me. 'Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work, so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking in anything. Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood that test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to all those who love him." James 2:2-2:12. So basically what the Lord is asking from us is unconditional trust. He gives us unconditional love, and he's asking from us to give him unconditional trust. And so the Lord bless you all, sweet YouTube family. Bless you all with the ability to trust in him unconditionally. And pray for me too. Pray for us as we minister. It's gotten pretty intense and busy around here. And I'm having trouble keeping up with communications with all of you. But I love your comments, and I love to talk to you and share with you. So we're still trying to do that, and we're in the process of figuring out ways to make that a little easier. I'll share that with you another day. Let's hold to what the Lord has promised us and rest in him. The Lord bless you.